Ooh.
It's too tall. Okay. Yeah. This one? Good evening, everyone. Good to see you guys tonight. I know some people laughing. Yeah. I'd like to start with some kind of an episode, what I had. Yesterday, I came there and prayed together with some of our friends. So we talk about it. Somehow, Lystra Bible Chapel too much eat the food from outside. So we have many speakers from outside. So I talking about somehow we need a kind of a homemade food. Yeah. We talk about it, and then you know what happened? After 2 hours, I got a phone call from Jake. Hey, Andrew, something happened. Can you share it tomorrow night? Can you imagine how I felt? Oh, Lord, you listen to me. How can I say no? So I thought, wow, this is a really great kind of opportunities. So we can put the one blank for speakers. So we didn't tell anyone. And then the Friday night, we can call someone. Can you share the Sunday, what you learned from God? Yeah. Because you know what? When we had good speakers, we became audience. Yeah. That's what I felt. Yeah. We are not kind of ready to listen. We just try to enjoy listening. So tonight, I'm so excited what God want to tell you through me. Yeah. When I was 20 years old, I went to the mission field first time. It was the Philippines. I had a really great, exciting moment with my friends. I shared the gospel. And then when I helped the Sunday school, more than 100 children came, and they were so excited to hear about God's word. And I thought, wow, this is really something. So when I came back to my home country, I was so empty. Even I went to the church, but I couldn't feel anything. So I prayed, God, I'd like to go back to Philippines. That's my place. But God said, no. So I prayed, God, please tell me, what do you want to do the rest of my life? And then God gave me this Bible verse. Oops, different. In 1996, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord, this Bible verse became my spiritual filter. Every time when I do need to make a decision, and I ask God and ask myself, can I please to the Lord with this? Or this is just for myself? And then later, in 2016, God gave me another verse from Hebrews chapter 11. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. The author of Hebrews focused, what about how can we please the Lord? And then he said, must believe two things. What is the first? Young people? Okay. He is. First of all, as a Christian or children of God, we should believe that God is here. Do you guys really believe that God is here? Sometimes we are not. Sometimes we couldn't feel that. We depending on our feeling, not depending on him. But God said another thing. Hey, my children, when you are living in this world And I'm waiting for you to give a reward. What a wonderful Father. The God reminds us, believe. Must believe first, God is here. And the second, he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. He didn't say anything about what we need to do. Seek him. And Jesus Christ added one more sentence in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. What? I am with you always. And until the end of. Can you imagine that? When we are happy, when we are in sorrow, and when we are failed, God always with us. What an amazing encouragement. God knows everything. Even your little feeling of failures, or when you needed some kind of a friend to share your struggles, God always with you. Don't forget about it. To think about it, God is always with me. He is looking for some little things to give us some kind of a reward. We are living in here in this world, the temporary. We have many different age group here, from the maybe 5 years old up to the 80. But you know what? Some people misunderstand about the length of life. We think, I'm over 40, so I think, I have more than 40 years. Maybe seniors less, and then young generation is longer. But I don't think so. God will come again pretty soon. We do have a same length of time. When Jesus came here in this world, it's done. No more chance. So, I'd like to share who God is in my life. My life. You remember 2 years ago, we came here to finish our paperwork. And then our original plan, after we applied to get a religious visa in Indonesia, then we hope to back to Indonesia middle of August 2015. So we left our Indonesia and then came here and spent wonderful time with you guys. But I got an email from Indonesia who is dealing with some paperwork for our visa. They said, my application of religious visa delayed. So I asked them, how long? I don't know. But we already bought a ticket. So we just put the face to the Lord and then we left Canada. So we stayed in South Korea until we got the kind of approval from immigration of Indonesia, but didn't come until end of September 2015. So it was not my plan. My plan was to stay here a couple of months and then back to Indonesia, but we were wondering. So myself and then my wife pray about it, and then we decided to go back to Indonesia with a travel visa. So you see Canada and flew, and this is Indonesia. Yeah? So we arrive at Indonesia and Jakarta, and then I went to the immigration office and they asked me, how long you're going to stay? And then, we're going to stay here maybe 30 days. So they stamp. But usually they gave 60 days for travel visa, but that time they only gave me 30 days. But at that moment, I didn't know when I can get the visa. So the visa had to come in 30 days, and I didn't know that. So middle of October, the 14th, My Indonesian coworker said to me, he said, I have a good news and a bad news. So I said, okay, I'd like to hear from you from good news first. And they said, wow, your visa ready. Yes, praise the Lord. What's the bad news? You have to go out of country tomorrow. What? We just came back from the long travel. And then he said, yes. So I gently asked him, can you give us a couple more days so we can book a hotel or some other place to stay? And I don't know how long it will take. And then he said, no. If you stay two more days, you're going to lose your visa. So I thought, okay. And then I bought a ticket to go to Singapore. And then my wife quickly sent an email to the guest house in Singapore whether there is a room available or not. But the day the departure at the airport, my wife received an email from the old guest house, sorry. We don't have any room for you guys. So, it's technically the first time we get on the board and then we don't know where we're going to stay when we get to the destination. So, October 15th, we depart from Manado, where we live, and to go to Singapore. What I'm talking about, how God takes care of us in uncertain situations. We like to make a plan, and we like to follow our plan. But you know what? Sometimes it doesn't happen. Yeah. And then we start complain. Yeah. By nature, we don't like that. So, when I was asked to leave, my heart was like that. But I knew who God is, how He took care of my family through the several years. So I asked God, God, I know you have a plan, even though I don't know yet. So we arrived in Singapore airport, and we didn't know where we're going to go. So at the airport, I talked with one of the Korean missionaries who ministry in Thailand. And I had chat. And he said, why don't you come to the Thailand, Bangkok, to stay? You know what? Why? If we stay in Singapore one night in the hotel, the minimum US dollars, $150. We need two rooms. They don't allow the three kids and two adults in one room. So can you imagine more than $300 only for the night? And what about food? So I calculated it's too expensive. So we arrive at the Singapore airport, 4 p.m., and we bought a ticket at the airport to go to Bangkok, 6 p.m., and then we get on the board, 11, and then we arrive at Bangkok, and then 1 a.m., and we stay there 10 days. But in addition to this journey, my wife just started homeschooling. The first semester, we never did the homeschooling, but it was first semester. So my wife brought all the three children's homeschooling books from the Manado, and then he was teaching the children during this journey. So after 10 days, I got good news from Indonesia, and our visa ready. So we came back to Singapore. But what happened while we stayed in Bangkok? We didn't have any family members or any contacts in Singapore. Yeah, nothing. But he contacted one of the brethren church in Singapore, and he explained my family situation. And then one of the brethren church members, they opened their house to stay. So when we arrived at Singapore, we have a space. But you know what happened when we arrived in Singapore? Right after we arrived, I got a phone call from Indonesia. And he said, "Hey, Andrew, so sorry about that, but your application rejected by immigration office in Indonesia." "What? Why?" "Oh, sorry, we missed one documentation. So they didn't approve my children to get a visa." So I thought, so how come we can go back to Manado without children? "So sorry, we're going to submit the application form the next day. And then you may need to stay a couple weeks more." Couple weeks more. And I thought, I almost kind of upset. But I said to the Lord, "Lord, you still have a plan? Okay, better to shut my mouth. Thank you, my friend. Go ahead. Let me see what's going to happen." But you know what happened? In 14 days, 2 weeks, we got to know all the brothers and sisters in Singapore. They treated us as a family. I never met them, but because of the love of Christ, they hosted us. And then my wife endured all the kind of struggles without any complaint. And my kids enjoyed those times. So now, November 6th, we came back. At the beginning, when we left, everything's uncertain, foggy. I didn't know what's going to happen. But when I came back, everything became clear. God showed his faithfulness to us. So sometimes we have to go through some difficult time and difficult circumstances. That's the chance that we taste of the riches of his grace. But you know what? By nature, no thanks. No thanks. I like to take more easy way. But you know what? If you take an easy way, then you're not going to taste his faithfulness. He was faithful. He was faithful. He is faithful. He will be faithful. How Jesus Christ revealed his love in your life? I'm going to show you some pictures. So this is not my kind of a report from mission field. This is kind of appetizer, yeah? So you are looking for the main course, yeah? Not yet come. This is appetizer. So you know where Indonesia is, yeah? And then we are living in Manado, central Indonesia now. And I went to the Taliabu. It's kind of a middle of island. Then one of a kind of a possible option for my family for future ministry or location. Ooh, what a fancy small airplane. Yeah. I took an airplane to go to Taliabu. If you take a boat from where I live to get to the Taliabu, you need 1 week. 1 week. Yeah? But with airplane, I just need 1 hour. Yeah. So, flew from all the beautiful oceans and cloud. And then when I get there, there are many tribal brothers and sisters. They kind of welcome me. It was such a joy to see how God planted his word in many different countries, many different nations, and many different tongues. Elijah complained, "Hey God, I'm alone. I'm alone." What God said to him? "No, you are not alone. There are how many more? 7,000. Please be aware of that. There are many brothers and sisters. They are very faithfully
serve the Lord. Even they don't have anything. They don't have money. They don't have a fancy car. They don't have a pension. But they always be content with what they have. They are passionate to go out to share the gospel. What about here in Canada? Wow. Everything we do, we need to be careful. Yeah. Even though if we like to present gospel, but some people say no, then what can we do? We can't do nothing. Don't be afraid to be ashamed from your family or your friends. If you didn't go through that feeling, you're not going to able to understand how much Jesus Christ loved you. He was rejected by beloved one. We nailed him on the cross, but he endured all that. So somehow, sometimes we need to go through that feeling. When I was in high school, sometimes I shared gospel and they said, "Hey, Andrew, you're good friends with me, but don't talk about again. Don't talk about again. If you say again, we're not going to have friends anymore." And you know what I did? I shared one more time. And I went to this is a tribal church planted 20 years ago. You see many tribal children. Yeah. They came to the Sunday school. They eager to God's word. And then they needed someone to teach the word of God. I had the Sunday service with them, and my Indonesian coworker asked me, "Hey, Andrew, now I'm going to go to town, say hi to some folks. Would you like to join?" And I said, "Oh, yes, yeah, I'd like to do that." But he said to me that, "But Andrew, one thing that you need to think about it, there is a lady that I like to go and visit." So, okay. But I already knew that, who she is. She is a leprosy. Yeah. You know that this disease can be transmitted. Yeah, transfer to others. I already knew that. So that's why we planned to go to Taliabu, but after we heard she's still there, so we canceled the plan because we were a little bit worried that my kids or myself and my wife can be affected by that disease. So, but my Indonesian co-worker said, "Hey, Andrew, can you go to her?" And then I already said yes. So how can I change? And I pray, "God, God, did I make a good decision? Is that okay?" I'm scared. Yeah. But you know what? When I opened the door and when I saw her, my heart was a break, broken. Why? God loved her. And she accepted Jesus Christ as her Lord. She is such a desperately want to go back to the Heavenly Father. But God still gave her life. You see, her fingers disappeared. Her foot didn't function well. Her eyes gone. But they said she always sing the song, "Praise the Lord." She always live in joy. And I thought, "Oh Lord, I don't have any love. I came to there as the missionaries, but God showed me how much I'm a sinful. We cannot love others without Jesus Christ's love. I have to remember that every moment. And I confess to the Lord, so God, I'm a sinful. Please forgive me." And then I reach it to her and then hug. I don't know, someday it's already affected. But you know what? When we read the gospel of books, do you know how Jesus Christ healed the people? Yes. Yeah. But you know what? When God created this world, how he created this world? He speak, and then there is. But when he healed the sick people, the Bible said this: when the sun was setting, all those who had any that was sick and various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hand on every one of them and healed them. Nobody want to put their hands on the wounded part. Do you guys like it? No. But Jesus Christ, he put his hand on everyone's. Maybe there's a blood and then leprosy. But each one, Jesus Christ put his hand. That's the Jesus Christ whom we love. He loved us first. And after that, yeah, I took a helicopter. And then, this is video, but didn't function. And then I went to another village. When Taliyabu people, when they have heard the good news, and they remember their family members living 3 hours, 4 hours away from them by walk. And they went there and preached the gospel, and then church started. So they had a Bible conference, and I went there. And when I went to the tribe, I slept like this on the floor. But this is a very fancy house, and I really enjoy. And then they had the 4 days Bible conference, day and night. And everyone was so exciting to study Bible. Yeah. And they came here from the many different kind of a place, 5 different places. How can we survive without him? How can we live without faith? I put the video here, but it doesn't function somehow. During the Bible conference, I went to the survey trips with a dirt bike. Yeah, and then sometimes I do need to cross the river. So you see the raft, they use that to bring the motorbike to the another side. So this is in the morning when I go to some place. But during the day, we had the heavy rain. So what happened on the way back home? It's overflow. The river is the overflow. And then the raft is gone, disappeared. And my Indonesian coworker said to me, "Hey, Andrew, ready to sleep here?" It's a bush. I didn't bring my sleeping bag. And then he said, oh, no worry, just sleep. This is how my tribal people, when they preach the gospel to go somewhere, this is how we sleep. No worry. And I said, sorry. And then the young guy here, he went into the river and then go down maybe less than kilometers. And then he found the raft. And then he brought it back. And then we went through the river. And I was on the back of the motorcycle, go back to the where I stay. And this is the darkness that we had. So the driver is driving on the darkness, and then I thought, oh, God, yeah, protect me. And then I safely arrive. Yeah. And then this is a video, too. When we went to the survey trees, my kids also, they need to go through all the difficulties. And then you see this is a very narrow path, and then from there, this is a cliff. If they fall down, and it's kind of more than 300 meters, it's a straight. Yeah. So, but I don't know, but Aaron, Annie, Hannah, they really enjoy. And especially after subway trip. Yeah. It's tired. When we arrived here in Canada this year, middle of August, my family spiritually, physically, all tired like this. But you know what? We are recovering because of your love, brothers and sisters in the Lord. Thank you. We are recovering. We already bought a ticket to go back to Indonesia. May 28th, we're going to say goodbye again for His glory. God always teaches me that. When I was young, I always tried to do something for the Lord. So I make a plan and I try to do something. But God always teaches me that. Hey, Andrew, don't worry about it, what you're going to do. When you're ready, I'm going to use your life. That's true. So I'm getting mature, not old. Then I spend more time to pray rather than do something. I now just kind of understand the key of how can I live in this world? Could you turn on the light? This is the end of the slide. I have a 5-minute challenging time. We love this church, Listwell Bible Chapel. So, I'd like to share what I saw after we came back, after 4 years. Dear Grandma, Grandpa, seniors, please passing on your knowledge, your experience to next generations. I know you guys work with the Lord from the beginning of this church. And then you went through all the struggles. And then you study the Bible. Don't waste it, your life, your experience. We need that to young generation. At my ages, I know you are super busy to take care of your family and do some work. to maintain your family. But don't forget that our life has to be on the solid rock, the Word of God. Joshua chapter 1, verse 7 to 9. God always challenges us where our source of life comes from, the Word of God. We should meditate on the Word every day, every moment. Commit our life to Him. We will see how God faithfully takes care of my family. We are living here just temporary. Don't put too much on this temporary wall. And young generation, why don't you participate communion service? Did you know that Jesus Christ commanded to all of us remember Him? I still remember the first time when I stood up and give thanks to the Lord during the communion service. I opened the Bible and my mouth didn't work, didn't move, because I was so nervous. So when I pray, I couldn't pray. But my heart was to give thanks to the Lord. When I was 18 years old, you have a responsibility to participate communion service. Give thanks to the Lord. That's the one of the privileges we have as believers. So if you just keep quiet, then you're going to lose your privilege. And then Sunday school ages. Be honest. Be honest what you feel. I went to a couple of Bible study groups, and I realized that they are such a good student. They already knew all the answers. But you know what? Sometimes you already knew the answer, but that's not your answer. So please be honest to yourself. If you don't understand, ask a teacher or a parent and try to find a real answer for you guys. And everyone here, if you are not born again yet, as soon as possible, you have to find. You know what? If God is here, and really God is here, everything God said to us through the Bible, it will happen. But the end of this world, we have to think about the lake of fire. Lake of fire is not designed for human being. It's designed for evil spirit. It is such a painful. So God can explain how painful with our word, our language. So He said, if someone goes to the lake of fire, cut his leg, if commit the sin, better to go to the heaven without the hands. If the eyes commit the sin, just to pull out. Then Jesus explained. You know what? There are many our family members, friends, they are dying. We should think about that seriously. Let's pray and close this meeting. God, dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this time. And thank you for let us know your heart and how you work in our life. We were enemy, but you love us, and you sent your begotten Son to save us. But not only save us from the eternal punishments, you adopted us as a son. Thank you, Lord. Now we have a living hope. And help us to live with faith not our strength. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.